Good morning. You're listening to the Friday Morning Mixtape every Friday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. My name is Matt MacArthur. You're listening to CITR 101.9. We are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory from the beautiful campus of the University of British Columbia. And I've got a treat for you this morning. We're going to have a full sideshow, a full album side, straight off the vinyl, straight off the turntable. And before I roll the record in question, I just got to give you a little backstory of what it is. So it's this band from Moncton, New Brunswick, called Eric's Trip. And they sort of part of the sort of Halifax pop explosion, even though they were from Moncton, a whole world away, 3 hours away. And they put out a record called Love Tara in 1993 that was very important in indie rock, in Canadian indie rock. It was self-recorded. The band recorded it entirely themselves on a four-track in one of their dad's basements. And sort of chronicles the, I guess, sort of the deterioration of a relationship, an in-band relationship between the main man, Rick White, main songwriter, recording engineer, and Julie Duran, bass player, songwriter. Their sort of on-off relationship at the time was getting to the off point, and it made for, you know, a lot of interband drama, but it made for great music as well. So I guess you could call them the Fleetwood Mac of Moncton. And we're going to spin an entire side, side one of Love Tara by Eric's Trip on CITR 101.9.
Thank you. Yeah. trying to find some words to say. Trying to hide it, trying to remind me of that day.
CITR 101.9. Matt MacArthur with you here for the morning mixtape. That was an entire side of Eric's Trip, Love Tara from 1993. Classic album, and I felt, you know, haven't done this on the show, play an entire side of a record. It's pretty cool, huh? Just one big self-contained thing. We just heard Sunlight. Before that, we heard Belly, Secret for Julie, Follow, Stove, Anytime You Want, and Behind the Garage. Classic lo-fi masterpiece. What more can you say about it? You know, very dramatic, very, very cool. Love Tara. Tara, of course, being the lady that Eric's Trip main man Rick White was going out with during the breakup of his previous relationship, fellow bandmate Julie Duran, who went on to have an incredible solo career of her own. But during the Eric's Trip's times, a lot of drama. Very ballsy, putting Tara's name even as the album title. Julie was certainly a good sport about that. We're going to take a little break, but then we'll come back with some more music, of course. Stay tuned.
UBC Music Initiative is a student-led club that aims to connect students' music with their community. We host monthly socials for our members to perform in a welcoming environment and to feel more confident in their music abilities. In addition, we offer students on and off-campus performances that allow them to share their talent and passion while giving back to the community. To learn more, take the initiative by liking us on Facebook or emailing us at ubcmusicinitiative@gmail.com.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities.
They are doing this by developing gender-affirming, client-centered models of service.
Ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available.
And supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support.
Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for the trans members of our community.
familiar might be worth a second. Wrapping up dope in a paper bag, talking to yourself, taking a drag. Business, get what you write. No one's sorry, you did it yourself. It's time to relax now and then give it hell. Someday you'll find what you're looking for. Someday you'll find
like I hoped we never would. Oh, 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 oh. But eyes can't look at you any other way.
CITR 101.9. Matt MacArthur with you here for the Friday morning mixtape. That was Band of Horses with Detlef Schrempf. And before that, well, Detlef Schrempf. If that sounds like a weird title for you, that is because Detlef Schrempf was a basketball player. He was a power forward for the Seattle Supersonics. And what that has to do with the song, I can't imagine, but maybe they were just big fans of basketball or something. Beautiful song. Before that, we had Neil Young and Crazy Horse with a song called Bandit from a weird concept album he put out in 2003 called Greendale. It was this concept album that which had an accompanying film shot entirely on Super 8. Really cool, weird project. Very worth checking out. It sort of got buried in the many records Neil Young keeps putting out. Still to this day, it keeps putting out. You know, some of them are great, some of them are not so great, some of them are just weird as hell, but always worth checking out, Neil Young. And before that, we had REM with a song called Gardening at Night, which was a demo of a really early song they have. It was sort of really laid back and slow, that demo. It changed considerably by the time they put it out. Amazing, amazing songs. Tomorrow is the annual Mint Records Ridiculously Early Christmas Party. Mint Records, Discorder Magazine, and CITR are presenting the Mint Records Holiday Party tomorrow, November 26th, at the Astoria Hastings. We're going to be joined by Jay Arner, Supermoon, and Fake Tears. And to round out the festive event, Chris Arific will be playing all of your favorite Christmas carols, hymns, and jingles between bands. As per usual, Santa, the real Santa Claus, will be there giving away gift bags jammed with goodies from Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, Pocky, and Lush Cosmetics to the first 50 people through the door. And also included in your stocking will be a copy of the brand new limited edition cassette compilation, Quarter Life Crisis. All proceeds from the party will go to support Girls Rock Camp Vancouver, and tickets are available online or at the many record stores around the city. We're going to play some more music, of course, when we come back. And yeah, stay tuned. There'll be some treasures on the morning mixtape on CITR 101.9.
Yeah, yeah. Hey man, come out to the Rio Sunday, December 4th for the UBC Film Sock's annual Big Lebowski Beverage Garden. It's totally free,
except the, you know, beverages.
And wear a costume to maybe win a prize. Doors are at 6 and the movie will start at 6:30 due to Reno. It's a 19 plus event.
Please abide.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Take apart a rainbow, feed it to the sunrise, wake me with your elbow. That you love me like a pancake, that you're hungry like a jet plane. Hold me till your arms ache, I won't break. Take advantage of my love, use me like
I can leave this place.
CITR 101.9. You're listening to the Friday morning mixtape every Friday, more or less, around 10 a.m. Matt MacArthur with you here. That was the Pack AD with The Flight, one of their more psychedelic offerings. And before that, we had Lou Barlow with a short little song called Take Advantage from Goodnight Unknown. Both good songs, you know. I love putting these little mixtapes together. Why don't we go to Chemical City now? Sam Roberts, Chemical City, wonderful record. This is a song called Uprising Down Under on CITR 101.9.
call in the wake of this night. His eyes are watery in anger at the thought of her sight. A scene of adultery sets the stage for his plight.
On an innocent trip, how can one ruin so much of belief in a soul? Yeah.
Why Oak? I Want for Nothing. Time for me to head out of the studio today. Matt McCarthy with you here on CITR 101.9, another edition of the Friday Morning Mixtape. Coming up next, we've got The Real World, an hour-long adventure through the world of film. It's going to be great. And after that, we'll have Dave Radio with Radio Dave, your noon hour guide to what's happening in music and theater in Vancouver. Until next time, we'll see you later. Bye-bye.